Good morning, Aurobio. Today is Tuesday, 21st of September, and in studio are Andrea Yaholon and microphone Miriam. Right now it's partly cloudy with 27 degrees Celsius, but feels much hotter because of humidity. The same way, partly cloudy is the forecast for today. Throughout the day, with a temperature range between 26 to 31, and with a wind from east-southeast with 14 kilometers per hour. Today the day is long, 12 hours and 7 minutes, and moon is illuminated on 95%. On Thursday, September 23rd, autumnal equinox occurs in the northern hemisphere. There will be almost equal amounts of day and night, and that is also the first day of fall or spring on the southern air hemisphere. The same day is also the full moon in Aries, while the sun moves into Libra today. And here's Rolf from L'Avenir de l'Auroville talking about the roads. Good morning, Rolf.
Good morning.
Let's talk about the roads. What's going on? What is new? What is how is working the progress?
There is the Kindergarten Road, which we are in the middle of paving works. That will be ready quite soon. I don't know exactly the date, but beginning of October it should be ready. In the meantime, we had some disturbances on the roads in the cultural zone and Greenbelt, because of some BSNL cable, fiber optic cable, which has been laid. But all these works have been, at least the disturbing part of it, has been completed now.
So the roads are accessible again?
Yes, they are accessible. They are, if you go along these roads, you can see that they are quite the chaotic, full of holes and so on. So I guess road service will have some maintenance work to do there to put them back into reasonable good surface again.
And next steps?
Next steps, yes, we have actually, we are in the at present discussing in L'Avenir the there's GRI funds for roads, specified for roads. No? So there will be some other paving works will be happening in the near future, which we will of course announce properly to get community feedback for these proposals. But it's mainly paving of already existing roads, so to have a better road surface and so on. But mainly the roads that are a part of the master plan, if you want, you know, which is there are several roads in that we are discussing. One is the Crown, one is in front of Solar Kitchen, but that needs a more detailed study together with the shared space and MIT. To come with a solution for a nice plaza kind of thing. Then radial of Vikas towards Arati, but there we have a strong slope, so we have to work on the drainage issues and all that. No? So that needs a bit more work, while other stretches are more straightforward, but we will see that together once we have a decision on that. Then only we can inform about it in detail.
And you're gonna decide about which road next in near future, yeah?
Yeah, that's what we are in the moment discussing, because the road service also needs to continue work. The GRI grants has to be spent in a certain time before 31st of March. That's always our deadline. And we will get back, of course, to the community once we have more clear priority decisions on that.
All main telephone cables into the Kulai Palayam area are in a dire need of repair. Hence, major maintenance operations will be carried out over the course of this week, from 20th to 25th of September. Temporarily, this will cause short disruptions in the service. So, should you suddenly find your phone line being disconnected, do not feel alarmed. Should the service not be back by the next day, however, contact the telephone service. The 10th of 10 Expression Festival this year is happening from 30th of September until 3rd of October at Peaceful City Youth Center. They're asking you to bring your dancing shoes and experience to this 3-day fusion of great live music and DJs, fun workshops, tasty food and Sunday flea market. Please make a contribution in kind or help out to set up the place in order to make this event as fun and communal as possible. To participate in this festival as an artist, organize a workshop or run a stand, please contact them at youthcenter@gmail.com or by phone 978-639-4023. And for any donations, the festival account number is 99. And what is going on today in town? We can see a movie at Cinema Paradiso tonight at 8 p.m. and it's Italian movie L'Uomo Che Verrà, The Man Who Will Come, which was made in Italy in 2009 by director Giorgio Diritti. It is a neorealistic work of art, delicately balanced between the crudity of war and the simple life of peasants, ordered by the rhythm of the seasons and their deep Catholic faith. The arrival of war in their life is a first slow, but it accelerates towards a tragic end. The massacre of Marzabotto is one of the tragedies of Italian war. Here it is told through the point of view of a small girl who is able to save her newborn brother, the man who will come, as the title says, pointing to the future generations. It is a work of love which excels for lyrical realism and historic imbalance. Tomorrow, at the same time and place, there will be screening of French movie La Parc, or Games of Love in a French Garden by Angeline Préjolac, choreographer, made in France in 1999, by director Denis Charolzi. This movie is in French with English subtitles. Awakening the Dreamer, Changing the Dream Symposium will occur on Saturday, September 25th at Town Hall, and is brought to you by Living Roots and the AV Green Center. Through dynamic group interactions, leading-edge information and inspiring multimedia, participants of this event are inspired to reconnect with their deep concern for our world and are empowered to make a difference. Designed with the collaboration of some of the finest scientific, religious and activist minds in the world, the symposium explores the current state of our planet from a new perspective and connects participants with a powerful global movement to reclaim our future. If you are ready to be disturbed, inspired and moved to action, and to be introduced to a thriving community of our committed cohorts, they join us in exploring the most critical concerns of our times and discover the new opportunities to make a real difference in accelerating the emergence of an environmentally sustainable, spiritually fulfilling and socially just human presence on this planet. They welcome all the young and the young at heart to join them for our collective exploration on Saturday for about 6 hours, and the symposium is facilitated by Ethan, Christoph, Bridget, Bindu and Andy. Amongst others, Don Miguel Ruiz said, "When we try to describe the truth with words, we distort it. And it's no longer truth, it is our story. The story may be true for us, but that doesn't mean it's true for anyone else." Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on ourvilleradio.org. Thank you.